WSKV-FM. 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 WSKV-FM.
had dropped off to very little. So I do think there will be a spike, and I do think there will be one toward the probably the middle of the month through the 1st of July with Memorial Day, and then also adding in some other things. People have just been together and more open. As we open up, I think you'll see more cases. And as we test, you will see more cases. So that's going to kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, there's actually over 280,000 roughly as far as the number that have been tested here in Kentucky. Roughly 12,000 people that have been affected by that. So again, not nearly enough people in a sense. Not even 300,000 out of 3 to 4 million people.
Right.
So I mean, we're still less than 10% even being tested across the state. Of course, people have been kind of quarantining and kind of keeping themselves at home, that kind of thing. But now with the weather getting a little bit nicer, you see a lot more traffic, a lot more people out, kind of out and about doing things. And then going back to what we said as far as things opening back up again, and now people back, making that contact with people that they've not seen in a while.
Well, I mean, days like today make you want to stay inside because it is a scorcher.
Blistering.
Today, I went out actually outside and stained my deck a little bit, and it just took about 10 minutes, and the clothes I was wearing were soaked. So it was a miserable day today. It's in the 90s.
Heat index, feels like 100.
Feels like 100, and we're looking like we're getting ready to have a storm here in a little bit. So if you're out there under these storms, be careful. There's a really large storm now between Somerset heading toward Richmond, and that looks like it's coming our way, folks. Also, election news. I do want to make sure that you understand that down at the courthouse at the Old City water office, and as I refer to it as Granny's old office, the old circuit clerk's office, remember way back then, that's where the election officers are. And they are open tomorrow, for example, Thursday, 9 to 12 for voting. They'll be open Mondays from 10 to 6, and then all other days are from 9 to 4:30. That runs through June 22nd. So please, if you don't want to stand in a long line on election day because there's only one site here in the county, go down to the courthouse, submit your ballot. And again, it's just like you're voting regularly. You just go down in the machine. The workers will take you through it. You'll put a strip in the machine, and it just tallies your vote. I voted this morning, so you know, it is your, I guess, civil duty to get out and vote. And they're trying to make it a little bit easier on you guys. The 22nd, again, the courthouse, just go down to the courthouse and go vote. Again, it's on the back side of the courthouse from where you normally would enter. It's the old Stanton City Water Office, I think, used to be there. And again, Granny's old clerk's office used to be there, too. So they kind of went across the courthouse. But, you know, it's very convenient for folks to get out and vote. I mean, yesterday in Georgia, they were in line for, what, 4 to 6 hours.
And long
time. 2:30 in the morning, I think, last night with people in line. So it was chaotic in Georgia, and I don't think it's going to be anywhere like that here in Stanton, but who knows? I do think there will be, you know, when you're talking about one venue and it's going to be at the high school on the 23rd, if that's the only place you have to vote, folks, you're going to be in the line for a while, probably. I do realize this is the primary, and there may not be a lot, there's no local elections, but the state Senate seat is up, or a couple Senate seats that you can vote for. There are some judicial offices up and running, so it is important if you want to cast a vote to get out and do so for the primaries, and then you'll have a big election in November.
Yeah, I think it goes back to there is a lot at stake.
Yeah.
There's obviously, to me, there's a lot of candidates and a lot of diversity of candidates. I think this is probably the first time in years, in a sense, to me, that there have been this many people that are kind of running for those Senate offices, representative offices, that kind of thing.
And both parties.
Yeah, and both parties. And that's a good thing. You know, the more that we have, people that are running, in a sense, and the more options, and, you know, you kind of take your chances. But as far as your candidate winning. But it's so important. There are so many things that are going on, obviously, in our country right now, even within our state. There needs to be change. That takes place, obviously, by voting, no matter how you vote, whether you want to, you know, vote for the incumbent or vote for someone new, however you view things, in a sense, but still to keep the process going. You know, too many people have fought for our right to vote, and again, it's our civil duty, you know, to actually go along those lines.
I agree. You've got the United States Senate seat, the 6th Congressional District, and you've also got a Senate seat. The state Senate seat are both up for grabs this election, or this primary, and they'll be running again, obviously, in November if they win. But again, you've got a couple of other races you can go vote for. And, you know, get out and exercise your right to vote. And I know a lot of people are voicing their opinions on Facebook. Head on down to the courthouse and submit your ballot. That's where voting really takes place. And, you know, your voices are going to be heard that way. So, we've given you that update. We've given you the COVID update, the voting. And we also want to mention, before we go to our first break, and then we'll come back with our guest, is that the senior class video, that I guess the documentary, will be played tonight at the Judy Drive-In. From gates open at 7:15, and I think it's a little over an hour. And again, that'll be at the Judy Drive-In in Mount Sterling. And tonight is for the graduates and their families only. Tomorrow night be for a public viewing. If you and I plan on going to that one tomorrow night. And again, it's located at the Judy Drive-In that goes on at 7:15. Gates open at 7:15. Won't start showing until about 8:30. But again, 606 Productions right here in Stanton, Kentucky. John Skidmore runs that company, and I tell you what, he has put out a phenomenal product. So hopefully, you guys can get out and view and give your respects to the senior class. They worked really hard and did a lot of things differently and didn't get a lot, I guess, to do in the fall, in the spring. So, again, John's put together this compilation documentary, and hopefully you can get out and watch it. Again, that's going to be the Judy Drive-In tonight and tomorrow night. That's at old gates open at 7:15, and I'm not sure what the airtime, about 8:30, quarter to 9. But it'd be well worth your time. And go. I don't know where the proceeds go, but I know John's donating about $1,000. He and 606 Productions and also Rogers Hardware, giving $500 a piece to a couple seniors. So also giving back a little bit as well. So thanks 606 Productions for their video. We're going ahead and step away for a break. We'll come back with Aaron Willoughby from Elite Shotguns here on WSKV on PCSN Live with Dave and Ken.
Hello, this is Daryl Billings for Tanner Chrysler Products here in Stanton. As a native of Powell County, and I was taught a long time ago that nothing was better anywhere than it was right here in our hometown. That still holds true today when you're in the market for a newer used vehicle. Buying local not only stimulates our own economy, but enhances the very foundation of our community. I invite you to shop Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram before you leave to purchase a vehicle. I can assure you that you will be treated fairly and squarely right here at home. Tanner Dodge
Chrysler Jeep. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, and they know that you're unique in the way you want to do banking. That's why they offer great services like PhoneSmart, where you can call and find out about your account. Or how about text banking, where you can text and find out exactly what you want to know about your account. And you can set up really cool text alerts and find out when maybe you drop below a certain balance, reminding you to balance your checkbook. They have online banking and convenient apps for Android and Apple. Those apps give you the ability to make mobile deposits. Just snap a picture of your check and deposit it. Whitaker Bank also allows you to apply for a loan online at their website at WhitakerBank.com. And don't forget, you have access to your money 24/7 with Whitaker Bank's ATMs, where you can make a cash withdrawal day or night. For more information about these great services, call the main branch at 606-663-2283. That's Whitaker Bank, Stanton, Clay City, and Campton. Whitaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Appalachian Wireless knows community and connectivity are key. That's why they've created the Appalachian Wireless Advantage Plan. The Advantage Plan caters to the wants and needs of its customers. Flexible contract lengths, more opportunities to upgrade your device, lower upfront cost for a new device, while also having the possibility of lowering your monthly bill. The Advantage is choosing Appalachian Wireless, but like the Advantage Plan, the choice is yours. Go in today to an Appalachian Wireless retail location for more details. Better service, bigger savings. That's today's Appalachian Wireless.
The emergency department at Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvine is faster, closer, and better. When an emergency strikes, we are right down the street and ready to help. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on-site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is an accredited chest pain center and level 4 trauma center. You can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. Choose the emergency department at Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvine. Faster, closer, better.
And welcome back to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV 104.9 FM. And we are going to be joined now with Aaron Willoughby. And Aaron is a, I don't even know what year you graduated, but he is a graduate of Powell County High School. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Good. Appreciate you taking the time to even join us here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're excited to chat a bit. So
he's going to bill his bosses, so it's okay, right?
Absolutely.
There, yeah. There you go. So his time
and
is.
I'll send all the billing to them guys. So.
There you go. First of all, I know a lot about you, but other folks may not. First of all, tell us what you do. We'll go there first.
All right, so my job is basically to sell shotguns that our company offers. We sell trap, skeet, and sporting clay shotguns. We sell also field-grade guns as well for hunting, but my primary focus is the competition side of our company. So I'm a trap shooter myself. I've been shooting 25 years, competitively. So that's kind of my niche is the trap market. But, you know, I sell ski and sporting clay models of the various brands that we sell. And, you know, most all the guns, you know, are high-end that we focus on. But we also have more affordable, you know, shotguns also for the recreational shooter and, you know, the hunter as well. So we have a big company. We have 8 locations nationwide, and you know, they range from California to Florida to Pennsylvania and most recently Kentucky. So,
and now Kentucky, where's that going to be located, Aaron?
So that's located beside my house. We actually just finished it up, and which makes it really, really convenient. You know, walk out your door and go to work each day, and you know, when I'm not traveling on the road, you know, most of my business does come from traveling to events that I'm competing in, and you know, get our name out there, and people meet me there, see products we have to offer, and but you know, I needed a home base to work out of, so that's why we. That's why we built Elite Shotguns Kentucky, and you know, we'll carry the full line of shotguns as well as ammunition and shooting accessories. So,
see, I knew that was a loaded question when you said you built a store in Kentucky. You knew I was going to ask where.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, see, we got this all planned out. All right, now tell us what got you, I guess, started in competitive shooting. We'll go that aspect.
So I started right in, as soon as I started high school, my freshman year, I really, you know, took a love for the game of trap shooting, and I didn't really have an option. I had to be a trap shooter. We didn't really have skeet fields around locally, and the nearest sporting clay facility was over an hour. But you know, the Montgomery County Fish and Game Club and the Powell County Sportsman's Club was fairly close. So, and my dad was a shooter. So, and you know, he took me to shoots when I was little. Even as a baby, him and my mother took me to shoot, so I guess it was kind of in my blood. But anyway, freshman year of high school, I kind of got really serious with it. I played baseball and basketball up until that point. And as most of us know, it's very difficult to go pro. And, I mean, I was honest with myself, and I wasn't good enough to go pro in baseball or basketball. So I looked at trap shooting, and it was a lifelong sport that, you know, I could do until, you know, I'm mid to upper 80s or even 90 years old. There's 90-year-old shooters, you know, that still compete. So that's kind of my vision I had when I first started as a freshman. And a lot of people thought I was crazy and didn't think that it was possible. But I held true to my vision, and we kind of made it happen. So,
well, now, and there's a few things that I know about you a little bit more. I know, tell me about what are your accomplishments in the world of shooting?
So, last year recently, I made the men's All-American team. That's in the open category, which is anybody is eligible to make the open team if you declare open category. And that was a goal that I've had set for quite some time, was to make the men's team. And, you know, it's there's over 35,000 competitive shooters that compete in the organization that I shoot in, and so to make that team is, you know, pretty tough feat. You got to travel quite a bit, you got to shoot the tournaments, but you also have to shoot well at the event, you know, the large tournament. And the All-American team is based on points. The tougher the shoot, the more the attendance, the more points you acquire. So I was fortunate enough to make it last year, and I'm sitting third currently in the organization this year. So I'm sitting third place for this year. So I've got a good start. The season ends September 1st, so we're looking good for this season.
The other championship, have you been world champion before or national champion?
National champions. I have won some place trophies at national championships. I was fourth place in the World Trap Shooting Handicap Championship last year. So fourth place is as close as I've got to an actual championship event at the world tournament. But, you know, several national tournaments, the most recent being the Southern Grand American, which you know, I broke my grand slam there, and you know, I can elaborate a little bit on that if you want. But that was my most recent national tournament that I've won, and the grand slam is basically a 200 out of 200 singles target straight, so 200 out of 200. 100 out of 100 doubles targets, so that's two targets at once coming out, two shots, and then 100 handicap targets, which is from a longer distance from the 27-yard line. So as a shooter, shooters that compete are handicapped. You know, we start out at the closest yardage of 19 yards, and then as you win events, you gradually move back, and they handicap you, per se, to further yardage to even the playing field. So 27 yards distance from where the target's released is the maximum distance you can shoot from, and essentially that's where all the pros shoot from. So that's where, you know, I broke my grand slam in Florida. I needed the 100 straight and handicap. So and Florida's a very tough place to shoot. It's always windy, visibility's tough, and it was a good place to do it. You know, I couldn't have picked a better place in the championship event. I guess the only other option would have been the world championship, but it you can't be choosy. You got to take it when it comes.
It's kind of like, I guess it's kind of like getting a hole in one in golf. It just, beggars can't be choosy. Get your hole in one wherever you're going to get it.
Exactly. So that was pretty meaningful to me. And my father and I were the ninth parent child to achieve an ATA Grand Slam in the history of the ATA, and that dates back you know, well before 1900. So he's a good shooter as well.
So you had to let Dad get there first, and then you had to get there second, right?
Correct. He got his in 2004, and I got mine this past March.
So he has been rubbing it in since 2004 on you, right?
Yep, he does it quite often.
I can only imagine.
But I rub a lot of things on him too, so we're even.
Sorry. I can only imagine you doing that to poor old Tony.
We're competitive. You know, we both want to win, so we're competitive with everybody.
So does he still travel to some of the venues and you all compete against each other?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we shoot side by side at the events that he goes with me to. And, yeah, we shoot on the same squad. A squad is compiled of five shooters on a squad, and he's one of my squad mates when he's at the shoots with me.
So those are guys, I guess, shooting from the same spot?
So a squad, there's five different shooting positions on the trap field, and, you know, we have our regular squad that we shoot with. They're, you know, you have position 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and each position offers a varying degree of target angle when the target emerges, you know, from the trap house. So the clay target can go in any direction. It can go left, right, center, or anywhere in between. So it kind of evens the playing field for all five shooters, you know, that are on the squad. You don't really know where the target's going. But we have a, you know, pretty much a set squad that we compete with. Being successful as a shooter is the squad timing and the rhythm of the shooters, and that means a lot. So we stay consistent, and we try to compete with the same people, so we, you know, we keep that routine going. So
you all don't use, do y'all use anything to communicate with each other during the shoot?
No, there's no talking really when you're on the, you know, when you're competing.
So it's basically just, you know, your job when you're in that spot.
Yeah, absolutely. So the events are set up. You shoot 100 bird events, so there's 100 targets, and you shoot those typically over a 50-minute to an hour window, and you shoot 25 per trap, and there's four traps, so 25 and four traps makes 100 targets. So, you know, we cut up and laugh and joke as we're walking from one trap field to the next, but, you know, when we're standing side-by-side competing, there's not much talking going on.
I got you. We're going to go ahead and step away for a break. We'll be back with more with you. It's getting interesting. I'm trying to learn, and we're trying to help our audience learn about trap shooting. We're going to ask maybe about the other kinds of shooting and give you some comparisons about what those are in a moment. But we're going to step away for a break. Be right back with you, Aaron.
Sounds great.
All right.
Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in asphalt paving for commercial and large private applications, parking lots, roads, entryways, and more. And they can do complete site preparation and provide expert asphalt paving. Call their local office at 606-663-2437 or find more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
At Davis & Davis Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event for your loved one. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us online at davisanddavisfuneralhome.com for more information.
No matter your emergency, Clark Regional Medical Center is here for you. Dealing with emergencies is never easy when they happen. It's important for you to know that you have someone in your corner. Whether you're facing a medical situation yourself or a loved one needs immediate care, we're here for you 24/7. Our emergency trained staff puts patients first and never forgets about the family, communicating every step of the way through rapid treatment. No matter your emergency, Clark Regional Medical Center is here for you.
When you need insurance for your home, auto, life, or business, contact agents Lisa Mays and Shauna Mays at Whitaker Bank Insurance Group. Stop by their Stanton office, located inside Whitaker Bank on Main Street, or give them a call and get a quote at 606-663-3625. Always striving to meet the needs of their customers, Whitaker Insurance Group, 606-663-3625.
And welcome back to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. We're joined by our guest, Aaron Willoughby of Elite Shotguns. And Aaron, Ken's got a couple questions for you real quick.
So actually, okay. Let's kind of go back in time just a little bit when you kind of mentioned you really got into this as a freshman. Prior to that, though, what was your experience? Obviously, you watched your dad go into those competitions. But prior to that, you know, did you go out, did you deer hunt, turkey hunt, squirrel hunt? You know, what some of your early memories, in a sense, as far as even picking up a shotgun, you know, and then what kind of led into, you know, doing trap, things along that line, as far as it becoming a passion and saying, this is something I really want to do, and I think I could really be good at it.
So in middle school, I guess it all really started, you know, I started, you know, really taking interest in it in 7th and 8th grade. You know, I would go with Dad some. I didn't really shoot a lot then. I mean, I just, you know, I may shoot 20 targets, 25 targets a night. And I even helped keep score. And back then they actually had a what they called a puller, which is the scorekeeper. And that's since they kind of revolutionized the game. Now we have speakers that when you say pull, the target comes out. But back in the day they had a button that was attached to a cord which ran down to the trap house to the machine that throws the target out. Well, I would actually, when the shooter would call pull, I would push that button, release the target for the shooter, and then I would mark his score down. So I kind of got, you know, kind of worked my way into it slow as a scorekeeper and a puller, and then I was like, you know what, I want to try that. So my dad bought me my first shotgun. It was a Browning BT-99, and, you know, very affordable gun, you know, for an entry-level shooter. You know, you can pick one of those up for $500, $600. And so that's really what I started with. And then as I got better and I started kind of, well, this is okay. You know, I'm shooting at the local club in Powell County and Montgomery County. I want to, what's it like to go to the next level and shoot in a big shoot in the Amateur Trap Shooting Association, which is the organization that we shoot under now. So that's, you know, I didn't really hunt. I killed a deer when I was 16 years old, and I have not been back since. So it was just like it didn't do anything for me. I wasn't going to be a hunter, and I didn't really do any kind of hunting, you know, growing up. I shot some squirrels as a kid. But other than that, I just, you know, people ask me all the time, do you hunt? Do you go bird hunting out west? And I'm like, nope. I just shoot artificial clay targets. So.
So down at the, I guess, across from, I guess, the Old Meadows Golf Course, is that where the old trap club was?
It's still there. Yeah, it's actually still there.
Is it active?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I think so. Winford Hughes was running it last I heard, but I haven't been up there in many years. I just don't know. But the last I heard, Winford was running that. So
okay,
that might bear some looking into. But you know, it's a different climate. You know, shooting there is, you know, fun, and I'll venture over to the Montgomery County Sportsman's Club sometimes and shoot some practice or maybe even shoot some events with the guys. But it's a different level of competition. I mean, there's some great shooters around, but it's a different mindset when there's a lot of money on the line and it's a national level tournament rather than just shooting on the weekend. But
yeah, when you mentioned, I guess, money on the line. Give me an example of what a good championship event may pay.
Well, it was really, really good back in the late 90s. Money was excellent back then, back obviously before I got good enough to win the money, so I kind of missed that boat. But it was nothing for shooters to go to the Grand American, which is the World Championships, and win $25,000, $30,000 in a day, you know, if they won the event. So that's been, you know, minimized now. It's reduced, not minimized, and I mean, if you win it by yourself, you're talking $15,000, $16,000, which is still a decent chunk, but it's certainly not like it used to be. Shooting is an expensive sport. It's definitely an expensive sport when you factor in your travel and your hotel and your ammunition and your targets. And then they have options, too, that you can play, for breaking 25 straight, 50 straight, 100 straight, and then they have purses also. So it all adds up. But when I shoot a tournament, you know, if it's a 1,000-target tournament, it averages out to be about $2.25 a target. So you're well over $2,000 for a tournament, at least. So
wow. So but, you're going to pay $2,000 hoping to win 15.
Yeah, sure. But, I mean, that's one event. You know, there's
right.
multiple events. There's multiple events that shoots. Typically, a major tournament will have 12 to 13 events. So, you know, there's some good money to be made. Like I said, it's not like it used to be, but, you know, it's you don't want to make your living shooting. That's why I'm selling shotguns.
Well, now back to that part. Let's get into this. What got you into the sales of Elite I was going to say Kohler, but I guess it's Elite shotguns.
Right.
What got you into, I mean, obviously you met somebody at a shoot, I would think, but tell us a little bit about how you got started with Elite Shotguns.
So I got started with Elite. I've always been, even when I first started shooting, I was just fascinated by the Kohler brand. And the Kohler shotgun is made in Wisconsin, 100% American made. And it was just, I was always just fascinated with the shotgun. And, I told myself one day I was going to shoot a Kohler and hopefully sell the product. And, I told myself that my freshman year of high school. And, I held on to that and we worked towards it. But, with my, I started shooting a Kohler. I shot it probably, I'm going to say 7 or 8 years. Started building relationships with the company, with the president of Kohler. And, as you guys know, I was a school teacher for 8 years in Estill County. I sold some shotguns on the side as I was a school teacher. There wasn't a full-time gig available, to sell the shotgun. So I taught school and shot during the summer and sold Kohlers on the side. So the president of Kohler, John Romagli, he knew my desire to do this. And he introduced me to one of his shooting friends in California who was a Kohler dealer. And so Dan Lewis and I hooked up, we met, we really hit it off, and, we made it happen. So I worked with Dan Lewis and his company, L&B Premier Arms, in California for, I think, 3 years. And then we joined forces with Elite Shotguns, which was based out of Pennsylvania. So we took the best of what was in California and the best of what was in Pennsylvania and just kind of merged the companies together in 2015. And then after that happened, you know, it was wide open. You know, we've just grown substantially. You know, like I said, we have 8 locations now, so it's definitely changed. So
I'll just ask you this question: is Elite Shotguns the premier shotgun group for the competitive shooting?
Absolutely, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, we cover all the markets. I mean, we're Trap, Skeet, and Sporting Clays. I mean, there's some other good dealers out there that sell you know, various brands of guns, but you know, we cover everything. We and every price point. I mean, we got guns that from $600 to over $100,000. So we got a huge price range of shotguns that we offer. So very few dealers do that.
All right. Now, I was going to, I knew you told me this before. I'm sure this maybe with Ken. You mentioned one of the guns that you sold a few years ago. And I'm going to say with Custer's stuff on it. Do you remember that conversation that you showed me the picture of the gun? All the artwork and design that goes into these guns, if you can kind of maybe explain that story a little bit and talk about the designing that you guys can get done.
Yeah, so we can offer custom engraving. We have in-house engravers that engrave directly onto the receiver in the metal of the shotgun. And we also outsource a lot of the engraving patterns. We've got a lot of engraving done in Italy. And, you know, we'll send the receivers, Kohler will send the receivers over to Italy and have them engraved, and then they'll ship them back into the United States for us to resell. But, you know, there's hundreds of hours that goes into that. I mean, it's a very fine process. I mean, we're talking 600-700 hours of labor that's involved in some of these engravings. So, and the more engraving they have, the more time that's involved, the higher the price is, obviously. But, it just really depends on what you want. You know, an entry-level engraving in a Kohler, you know, you're $12,000, and then it goes up from there. I mean, I sold a gun last year to a guy that was over $100,000, so it's really what you want. We can customize any photo. They can engrave photos on the guns. We have some customers that have their hunting dogs put on there, or their children. I mean, it's really, really crazy what they can do with the engraving.
So let me ask you this question. The $100,000 gun that's got all the engravings on it versus the entry-level gun, they're going to shoot the same, right?
Yes, mechanically, same shotgun. You're paying for the wood, okay? So a lot of the expensive guns will come with Turkish wood, which is imported, you know, from Turkey, and it's really has a lot of figure to it. So you're basically paying for the wood upgrade and the hours and the engraving, and if it has gold or something like that, you know, you're paying the extra cost for that. But they function the same as a base price shotgun. So
it's just prettier.
It's just prettier. Yep, absolutely.
So do people use those for just display purposes, or do people actually bring those types of guns, you know, to the shoots?
Oh no, they shoot them.
Okay,
yeah, most of those guys will shoot those shotguns. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
That's pretty neat. We're going to take another break. Got to take another break. Got to pay some bills. We'll be right back with you here on PCSN Live here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
The death of a loved one is the most difficult loss that you will endure in this life. Hearn Funeral Home Incorporated provides you and your family with a meaningful and compassionate environment to assist you through this difficult process. Hondo Hearn and the staff of Hearn Funeral Home believe that every life has value and should be honored. If they can assist you in any way, we ask that you contact them at 663-4375 or stop by their modern facilities at 125 West College Avenue in Stanton, Kentucky. You may also visit their website at hearnfuneralhome.com.
Did you know that Stanton Ace Hardware now offers full-service sales and repair on the popular Steel brand chainsaws, string trimmers, blowers, and pressure washers? Stop into the former Roses Garden Center right next door to the main Ace Hardware building and check out their large inventory of new steel products and a large inventory of parts. Stanton Ace Hardware, your hometown dealer for Steel, Husqvarna, Echo, and Skag. For more information about deals and coupons at your Ace Hardware, text ACE right now to 606-663-2222.
206-663-2811. That's ACE to the studio number right now, 606-663-2811, for special savings at your Stanton Ace Hardware.
And welcome back to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken, and we're joined by Aaron Willoughby of Kohler Shotgun, or sorry, Elite Shotguns. I did it again. Aaron, I was telling Ken off the air, you had written a paper for my class when you were a freshman, I believe, or maybe it was for an advanced PE class. I can't remember which one it was. But it was probably a 20 to 25 page paper. Did you ever find that paper?
I did not, no.
Did you ever look for it?
I knew where it was. No.
Well, see, you told me I was going to go look for it, but I had told Ken that when you wrote that, and it talked about your shooting and your vision of what you wanted it to be, and you know, I just wonder now if you ever go back and found that paper, how close it's going to be to what you have desired to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it'd be close. I think I know where I have it. I think it's on an old laptop computer that I have. I need to dig that out. I mean, I know it's saved on the hard. It has to be on the hard drive on that computer. So I'll do some digging. I will find it this time.
That I'm telling you, it was. I can't explain of the time that you put into that paper, and it was just again, it was so good. And from a teenager writing that, I'm thinking, you know, now you're an adult and you've gone out in the world and you're doing your thing and you've been really successful at it. This just I'd like to see if I saw the vision in that paper that I think that we're going to see. And I also took in that you had scholarship offers to go shoot back out of high school, and then also had an invitation to the Olympics.
Yep, absolutely. So I went to Lindenwood University, which is world renowned, honestly. They're known for their shotgun program. I was on the first class that they had, first recruited class for their shooting program. And unfortunately, we won runner-up at Nationals that year, and they've won the national championship every year since.
Wow.
But, we was runner-up that year, and they, like I said, they're national champions every year. But that was in St. Charles, Missouri, just outside of St. Louis. And so I packed up my stuff and moved out there for a year, and it went really well. You know, I had a lot of fun, but you know, I wanted to come back closer to family and come back closer to home, so I transferred back, and anyway, ended up getting my master's degree and my teaching degree at Moorhead, and then followed that up with my master's degree at Moorhead in sports management and marketing. So, but that's where it all started, was Lindenwood.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that teaching degree you have, by the way. It's still a fallback option you're going to have in the future, right?
Sure. Yeah, I love teaching. You know, it was great. You know, I taught 8 years in Estill County at the middle school, and I was a health and PE teacher like he was, and it was a fun job. But you know, I was very limited on my travel, what I could do.
Right.
You know, as far as traveling to the shoots and tournaments. You know, the summertime was great. You know, June, July, but they kept pushing the start date closer and closer, and I was having to miss part of the world championships and having to get down on my knees and beg to take off school to go shoot. So,
by the way, is it storming down towards your house?
It's getting ready. Yeah, it's getting close.
Yeah, I'm looking at my radar, and it looks like it's getting close to that Clay City area. Anyway, yeah. What have been the effects of COVID-19 on you guys this year and your shooting schedules?
So I finished up in March. I guess it was around the 14th or 15th of March, right after I broke my Grand Slam at the Southern Grand American. And, you know, that was it. I had the Florida State shoot the following week, and they canceled it. So I left the gun club, and we came back home. So there's not been any significant shoots going on since that event. So I guess I quit on a good note. But going back out on the road next week, I'll be in Pennsylvania to start things back up. But it has. I mean, it's from an organization standpoint with the Amateur Trap Shooting Association, it's really crunched the shoots up. And it's going to be a late summer, fall year as opposed to a mainly summer tournament schedule.
They've
changed a lot of the shoot dates to the fall, to September and October now.
Has that affected your sales at all?
Our sales are pretty consistent. You know, they haven't had a drastic change. We have a website, and we've been really adamant about keeping inventory on there and keeping it updated. So, you know, it's worldwide, so people can see what we have to offer, and they just call and we ship the products out. So, but no, we really haven't had a significant decrease. You know, it's and I make good use of the time at home. You know, it give me some time to finish up the Kentucky store location and kind of get the honey-do list touched up.
Yeah, I get those done.
Yeah, absolutely.
So with your store now, are you currently open?
So right now it's going to be appointment only, you know, because I'm traveling significantly starting next week. I'm on the road. So I'm in and out. I mean, I'm gone a week, home a week, and And there's just, you know, right now we're not going to be open full time. You know, you call me, say you want to make an appointment, come look at a shotgun, then we'll make an arrangement for you to do that. But that very well could change in the future, you know, depending on what the demand is in the area. We are, you know, definitely the largest premium shotgun dealer in the state of Kentucky. I mean, there's nobody else that offers the Kohler shotgun in Kentucky and Zoli and many of the other brands that we sell. So we think it's going to do really well. You know, we think it'll get to the point to where we have to be open, you know, daily. So
do you think more gun clubs will start to maybe open back up like they used to back in maybe in the 70s? You saw a lot of these gun clubs with the you know, the clay pigeons and the trap. You think more places will open up? Like, you don't hear of a lot of them around here anymore. Used to people would go, you know, go shoot every, I guess, Saturday or whenever they had their shoots. But do you think anything like that may come back and be?
I think so. I tell you, the youth shooting program is growing substantially. I mean, it's doing really well. We'll be attending the SCTP Nationals in July. So that's the Scholastic Clay Target Program. So, you know, we're talking thousands and thousands of kids there with their grandparents and their parents and their aunts and their uncles. And, I mean, we're talking thousands of people competing and shooting. So it is, there's a lot of schools that have, you know, shooting teams. And, you know, middle school kids that's on the shooting team, freshmen in high school, all the way through high school that have programs. So it is, they are seeing an increase in the youth participation in not only trap, but even sporting clays and skeet. So
now,
I think it's definitely a growing sport, and it's a lifelong sport. It's not something that just ends when your senior year of high school is over.
I mentioned this earlier, and I'm going to get back to it now since you just mentioned it again. Can you explain the difference to us about, I guess, trap, clay pigeons, and mesquite?
So trap shooting, which is what I do, trap shooting, there's a stationary trap house, and there's a machine inside the trap house that throws the target away from the shooter. So it can be a left angle, it can be a right angle, and it could be anywhere in between a left and right angle. So you don't know which direction the target's going. Sporting clays is another variation of clay target sport. Sporting clays is basically shooting with a shotgun, you know, comparing that to a golf. So you have different stations that you go to. You may have 15, 16 stations on a sporting clay course. So you drive through the woods. They throw the targets on the ground. They throw them over top of your head. They throw them crossing. All different directions the target can come from. So sporting clays is, you know, it's a very difficult sport. I'm terrible at sporting clays. But, I mean, it's just totally different because the leads are different that you have to put on the target. It's a different mindset. And I always tell people trap shooting is a grind and a mental challenge. And sporting clays is, I mean, it's definitely another level of shooting. And the third discipline will be skeet. Skeet shooting is you have a left and a right tower. Okay, so you have these tall towers, one on each side of you. And they have a stationary machine, two stationary machines, or they got a high and a low house, and it's a stationary machine, so you know the flight path of the target. And it requires different leads on the target as well. But it's probably considered, I wouldn't tell a skeet shooter this, but it's probably considered the easier of the three games.
That's what I was getting ready to ask, because you at least know the height of where they're starting from.
Exactly, and you know exactly where your hold point's going to be. And but where skeet gets very difficult, you know, most of your proficient skeet shooters, they're going to shoot really good 12-gauge, but they also have 20, 28, and 410. So 410, as you go down in gauge, your shot pattern gets smaller. So the 410 gauge is the equalizer at skeet events. I mean, your shot pattern is very, very little, so there's no margin for error as if you were shooting a 12-gauge. So, it's kind of in a nutshell the three games. They all have different characteristics that make each of them difficult.
So basically, wherever you start, you kind of train yourself to be that type of a shooter, I guess.
Yeah, there's very few, maybe one or two people that are professional shooters that can hold their own in all three disciplines. It's tough because, you know, your leads are different, your gun setup's different, your swings are different, and it's just a lot of the corporate events are done over sporting clay course because, you know, you got the golf carts and it's like golf with a shotgun. You know, you're driving around the course and you go shoot a station, then you go to the next station. But they're all fun. I mean, if you're shooting a shotgun, it's all fun. So.
How does somebody actually become involved in this? Let's say that there's, you know, somebody that's young, you know, a freshman like you were. How does somebody become involved in this? And also, we will make sure that you give out your number or contact information to where people can set up appointments with you.
Sure. So, I mean, basically like I did, you know, the Montgomery County Fish and Game Club, they shoot on Friday nights. They start about 5:00. They always have a trap field open for practice. So, you know, they have the competition side, and then they have a field open for practice. So anybody can go there and shoot on Friday nights. It's open to the public. And, you buy a token, and you get to shoot 25 targets, and you can shoot all night until they close if you want.
Take your own ammo, though, right? So,
yeah, you have to take your own ammo. And usually they'll have ammo there for sale as well. So, you know, they have a cheaper option for you there if you don't want to buy your own ammo. But, you know, definitely take your shotgun. They also shoot on Monday night. They shoot practice over at the Montgomery County Sportsman's Club on Monday night practice. So they start about 4:00 on Mondays. And I do know Estill County. You know, Estill County has a Sportsman's Club. I'm not sure what night they're shooting, but there's a lot of clubs around that you can, look into and go shoot some.
All right. Tell us your website information and all that good stuff for contact information, Aaron.
Okay, so our website is www.elite-shotguns.com, and there's a history of our company on there. You can see who we are, about us, a significant portion of our inventory. I mean, we got hundreds and hundreds of guns listed on there for sale at, you know, different price levels, shooting accessories, things of that nature. And you can also see our locations nationwide where we're, where we're based out of. And if you want to reach out to me and schedule an appointment to swing by the store, you can do that too. My number is 606-481-0955. And we'll also be set up at the Kentucky State Trap Shoot, which is very close to Powell County. It's in Berea, Kentucky, at the Central Kentucky Wildlife Management Area. And I'll have a mobile showroom there set up. We'll have 70 to 80 shotguns on display, and I'll be competing in the state tournament there. So
that's in 3 weeks?
We have it's the July 4th weekend. So
okay.
I think it starts June 30th and runs through, like, July 4th. But we have demo guns, too. So we have demo guns that you can take out to the practice field and shoot. We supply the ammo, and you can try the guns out. So,
on the website as well, is there contact information where people, if they went to elite-shotguns.com, that they could get in contact with you through the website as well?
Absolutely, and my email address is on there.
Perfect.
So phone number, email, everything, there's full contact on there. So,
and we'll make sure we tag that information when we put this on our on our website here on WSKV's website. So we all make sure we tag all that information for you and for your company. I'll tell you what, it's been a pleasure having you on, Aaron, and a continued best of luck. And also on a personal note, again, condolences for your loss this week. I know you had your grandfather pass away. So again, condolences there. And again, continued best of luck in your shooting and in your sales as well.
All right, definitely appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it. Take good care. Luck.
Now, we're going to step away from a break here on PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
You may find yourself with a backache, sore shoulder, or downright painful knee. We often just take it easy and hope the pain subsides after wondering what happened. Navigating our current healthcare system can be a daunting task. A cost-effective approach is to schedule a free injury screen with your Stanton Apex Network physical therapist. During a free injury screen, you'll spend time with a licensed professional to figure out the best plan of care, completely free of obligation or cost. Apex Network Physical Therapy is your hometown provider for the highest quality physical therapy and sports rehab. Contact the Stanton Apex Network Clinic at 606-393-6505 to schedule your free injury screen today.
We value our customers at People's Exchange Bank, which is why we serve you with a staff of experts that are happy to meet your lending needs. We offer a variety of personal, small business, agriculture, and commercial loans, along with competitive rates and quick decisions. Your bank shouldn't compromise on your imagination, drive, and growth, so let us help move you forward with a loan from People's Exchange Bank. Get started and get going. Visit us online at www.pebank.com or stop by a local branch to find the loan that fits you best. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, so I'm looking through your back window right now, making a shopping list. You just have so many expensive, nice things that would look great in my house, or even better, as cash in my wallet. As long as you don't get those pesky folks from Protect Security and Fire Systems involved, my payday should be sometime early Saturday morning.
Don't let your home breaking be someone else's payday. Protect your home from thieves, fire, and much more. Call Protect Security and Fire Systems today at 606-663-9344.
And welcome back to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. I did forget one thing I was going to mention earlier, and that is congratulations to our bass fishing team. Had a pair, and I can't think of the one boy's name, but Carson Ewan and his Lowry. No, that's not good enough right now, folks.
So, yeah, that's not. I'm sorry.
No, I'm going to have to find it here on Facebook, and I know it's on there.
Well, what'd they do? Tell us what they did anyway.
They qualified for Nationals, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. And, again, congratulations to Julie Clark. Again, I knew that they had some kids that were really close, and I thought that's who it was going to be. But, again, Carson Ewan, and I'm still looking. You can go ahead and talk about something if you want to. Just
Well, I think, you know, as far as let's go back to Aaron Willoughby and the information that he provided. Again, I think what's interesting is that you go back and here he writes this paper.
Yeah.
And here he has this dream and this vision for himself. And that's become manifest in his life where he ended up, you know, was able to make his dreams come true to take it to that next level. And to me, it always amazes me when people have that vision for themselves. They set out, they stick with it, they develop a plan. Obviously, he made contact with the right people in order to fulfill his dreams, and that's awesome. And you know, when you look at the kids that just graduated here in this 2020 class, you know, whatever your dreams and visions are for yourself, go out and attain it. And I'm sure Aaron would probably say it was been hard work. You know, nothing comes easy. You have to work at it. I'm sure he practices a lot to improve his skills and at the same time making those contacts in order to be in the position that he's in. So no matter where you are, whatever your dreams and visions are, go out and work hard and attain it and seize that opportunity.
Yeah, I've got one of these, by the way. He wrote that paper, and I remind Aaron about every time I see him, you're finding that paper. And it goes, I'm telling you, it was something that could be published today, tomorrow, whenever. And especially since his life has gone where it has gone, I think he needs to find it to put it on his bio somewhere on this. But I found I'm going to give it to you here. Dalen Lowry and Carson Ewan are the two that qualified for the high school fishing national championship. Again, congratulations to those guys. And I believe Barry Ewan was the boat captain of that crew. But regardless, thanks to all, or congratulations to all the fishermen for the bass team and all the boat captains and Coach Clark, Coach Curtis, and I think there's one more coach as well, and I don't remember who that coach was. But regardless, congratulations, guys. Big, big significant event for you guys. Hopefully, we'll get with Julie this week and try to have those guys on the air for next week, because that is part of our, I guess it's our first back to action from the
sport,
COVID, sport,
yeah,
from the COVID thing. So congratulations to those guys and wish them the best of luck. And again, hopefully we'll have them on here on the show next week before they go to the Nationals. But again, it's turned into a decent night, but who knows?
Yeah, I will say this too. Let's go back as far as Aaron Willoughby. You go to WSKVFM.com, Powell County Sports Network link on there, and tonight's broadcast, as well as all the other broadcasts that we've had. You can actually re-listen to those, including links that will be actually be on there for Aaron and Elite Shotguns.
Yeah, and take a listen anytime you want to find something on WSKV. Go to their Facebook page. You can find a lot of these things on there. Again, the re-airs on these shows are on there. Again, I'm sure they would love the likes, the hits, and whatever they get on their website. So again, thanks for listening tonight. See you
next. Thank our sponsors as well.
Yeah, big time to thank to our sponsors. And again, we'll see you guys next week here on PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
Thanks for joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken from the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton. This program is hosted by Ken Simon and David Faulkner. Production is done by Ethan Moore. Programming is done by Angela Osborne. PCSN Live with Dave and Ken is a Pickup Country 104.9 production. Tune in live next week or on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcasts.